If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Revelation chapter number 3. Revelation chapter number 3. I want to look at verse 10. Verse 10. The Bible says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help. It's already been taught stuff all around it this morning on deliverance will come. Deliverance will come. We appreciate the Lord and His goodness. And the Bible tells us here in Revelation chapter 3, the Lord's a speaking, and He's speaking to the churches, and He tells the churches that, He said, those that have kept the faith, He's going to be faithful to. Amen. I'm glad that we've got a God that's faithful to me and you. Those that have kept the faith. He said, we have kept the faith. Amen. We've stayed with it. And God says that He will stay with you. Amen. He said, if you'll keep the faith, He said, I'll keep you. That's what He says. That's the whole essence of this text. He said, if you keep the faith, He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. That's faith. Amen. He said, you've kept the word. You've believed on the Lord. He said, I also will keep thee. And He talks about keeping us even through an hour of temptation, even through an hour of trouble, even through an hour of tribulation. These heartaches and sorrows that's coming on this earth, coming this world that we've never had before. Amen. He said, He waxed worse and worse. And in the end, he said, preacher, I thought it's going to get better and better. For a child of God, it does. Amen. But a lost and undone world, it's going to wax worse and worse. It's going to get worse day by day. And then one day in a little while, it's all going to be over. But I want to say, praise God, I'm glad days of deliverance will come for those that love the Lord. Those are expecting Him when He comes. Praise God, I'm glad. Praise the Lord that we have the blessed hope of a soon coming Savior. We've got the hope of one who loves us and has promised to keep us. He said there's a time trouble coming that's worse than this thing's ever seen. But He said those that keep my word, that'll believe on me, that'll trust and rely and adhere to me, He said I'll keep you from that time of trouble. Ain't you glad that we have that promise this morning? I'm talking about a promise. It's a promise that's real. It's not something fleeting. It's not something that'll fade away. But it's a promise of the Lord keeping us and taking us unto Himself. As Brother Rex taught this morning in John 17, as he crossed the Kidron, his great high priestly prayer, he said that He wanted us to be with Him where He was. Amen. I want to say Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father this morning to make intercession for me and you. And praise God, if He's there for us, praise God, we know that He's there on purpose because He promised that He would be. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Look on 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians this morning in chapter number 1. The Bible tells us in verse 9, He says, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now what God's talking about here, I'm talking about a deliverance that's coming. He said, because we trusted and we believed God, because we turned from the idols and the things that we chased in the world and turned to a living God. You know, we can have gods in this world, but they're not living gods. We need a living God, amen, and that's the God of heaven. Praise God. He said, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. He said, there's a wrath to come. God's going to pour out His wrath upon sinfulness. I want to say God still hates sin. Amen? 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 God still hates sin. God ain't compromised with sin. Now the world's a compromising with sin. The world's a saying, well, this is okay and that's okay. They said, now it's it's okay to shack up and live together without being married. It's okay to commit fornication. He said, it's okay for men to be with men and women with women. I want to say God says it's an abomination. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. God said it's sin. Amen. He said, we've got to get away from it. He said, it's time that men be men and women be women and we live, praise God, the way God would have us to live according to His grace, His mercy, the help that we have in God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather be found pleasing to Him than pleasing to everybody in these United States of America for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be found pleasing in the eyes of God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't think there's anything wrong with this stuff. Well, you may not, but God does. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, we can't go down that road. Amen. They're killing babies left and right. Amen. God said children are heritage of the Lord. Amen. What do you say, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying it ought not be so. Amen. Praise God. Lord says, hey, listen, those that have kept my word. Amen. We cannot live in this kind of what they call lifestyles. God calls it sin. Amen. He said we can't live in sin, praise God, and say that we're following God. We can't live in sin and follow sin and say that sin's okay and then get up and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. It don't work that way, children. Amen. Praise God. We got to, as Brother Rick said, we've got to sanctify ourselves, set ourselves aside, be ye holy because He is holy. Amen. And Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, praise God, I'll keep you from the trouble that's coming in this world. There's a wrath to come. And He said, praise God, because we trust the Lord, because we turn from our idols and we turn to a living God.
Yeah. Amen.
Who are you trusting in this morning? Amen. Jesus, He's the only hope we got. Yeah. Amen. He said to wait for the Son, verse 10, from heaven. Amen. Our expectation has come, praise God. But it's not wrath, praise God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's the one that's coming. Exemption, amen. Exemption from the wrath to come. Amen. Did you hear what I said? We're exempt if you're a child of God. Amen. But now if you're living like the devil, if you're believing that everything is coming down the pike, we need to check up. Amen. You've been deceived. Amen. The devil's done snookered you, praise God. Listen, that's not, that's the only truth we have is the truth of the Word of God. God said that you've kept those of you that'll keep that faithfully. He said, I'll keep you from a time of wrath. He's come a time of trouble to this world like the world has never seen. Hardship and anguish and agony. Amen. To be left behind in that mess would be an awful thing. But God Almighty promised to rescue us from that.
Amen.
Amen. To rescue us, I praise God. To rescue us from that time of trouble. Amen? Hello? He didn't say He'd rescue us through it. Now I know there's a lot of people that believe a lot of things that, you know, the church is going to have to go through the tribulation or part of tribulation. All. Praise God this morning, that's not what our Bible teaches. Hey, that Stony Fort Baptist Church, just what we need to know, what we believe, what's in our constitution and bylaws, we believe in a soon coming Savior.
Amen.
Amen. It's coming to get us, praise God, to call us up out of here. We believe in a rapture, the church. The church is going to go out, praise God, and meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't say he was going to deliver us through this. But He said He's going to deliver us from this.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, from the wrath to come. Now, I want you to notice that word "the" is a definite article. Amen. It means that it's the wrath to come. In other words, there's definitely a wrath that's going to come to the world. Amen. Now, I know this ain't a shouting right now, but praise God, we ought to be able to.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're a child of God, glory to God, we ought to be able to shout our shoe soles off right now. Say, glory be to God. I'm glad I'm not going to be partaking in that. I'm glad I'm a child of the King, Brother Kevin. I'm somebody going somewhere. Praise God. I'm not going to be left behind. I'm not going to be troubled by the devil. Amen. During that time, I'm not going to have to go through that awful persecution. Praise God. I'm going to be set free. Praise God. He said, deliverance coming, church.
Amen.
He said, deliverance is coming. He said, Lord Jesus Christ, I said, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That delivered, that's past tense. Do you realize when Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary, died, shed His blood for you, praise God, that He that when He did that, you were delivered from your sins. All us that would accept Him and the free pardon of sin, praise God, you've been given deliverance.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen, praise God. Deliverance has come, praise Lord, to all those who believe. Amen. He said, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Praise God. Wrath. Amen. The wrath's coming, but He said that deliverance has already came. Amen. Praise God. So His coming, praise the Lord. The first time was that free pardon of sin, praise God. And He Lord, hey, praise God, deliverance has come. Amen. It's not something that we're waiting on. Amen. It's not, glory be to God. Think about that. If you're a child of God, praise God, you don't have to worry about it no more. Deliverance has already come to you. Already come to the innermost part of the working inside of you. Praise God, you've been set free. You're just shouting, praise. Say, thank God, good God Almighty, we're free.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We've been delivered, amen, from the wrath to come. We don't have to partake in that wrath to come. That wrath that they would call that day of the Lord. Amen. That day of the Lord. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, He says in verse number 2, He said, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." That's that day of wrath. That's literally the day of Jehovah. Amen. It's when God says enough is enough. Amen. When God looks down on sin and the sins of men and women, praise God, and He said, "You know what? I've had enough." You say, "God would never do that." He's already done it once. Amen. He flooded this world. He washed the land. Praise God to get rid of sin. I wonder what makes us so heady and high-minded think He won't do it again. Amen. He'll come to destroy sin and destroy sinners. He said, the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. He said, you won't know about it. Amen. You know what? Lost people never know it. We know that it's coming because God showed it to us. Amen. We've been enlightened by the Word of God to realize that there's a day of wrath coming. God's going to deal with the wickedness of this world, amen, one day in a little while, and it's not going to be long. Told the church Wednesday night they done a march this past Wednesday, and they marched up to the Temple Mount where they have the cornerstone for the third temple set waiting to be set in place to begin building, constructing the third temple for the glory of God. And said the Levites have already been ordained into the office, and they marched with the silver trumpets, the same that they used in the first temple and the second temple, and they marched up to that stone, and they blew the trumpets, praise God. One day in just a little while, the trumpet's going to sound, glory to God, and we're going out of here.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's showing us, even in our society today, praise God, that He's getting this thing ready. Amen. It's all lining up. There's nothing has to happen. Amen. For the glory of God to be manifest of the day of the Lord coming. And Stephen, it'll catch a lot of people by surprise. I believe there's a lot of people, as Brother Ralph Sexton Sr. said one time, 85% of people sitting in their fundamental independent Bible believing churches are lost. Amen. They're just going through a form and a fashion of religion. But they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. We don't believe that this man Jesus died for us on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood for us, took our whipping for us, praise God, so that we didn't have to, and rose the third day from the dead. Amen. That's my Savior, praise God.
Amen.
That's who I'm banking every essence of my soul on. Amen. Jesus is the keeper of my soul.
Yeah.
What about you? Is Jesus the keeper of your soul? You know that He is if you're led by the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says that we're led by that those who are His are led by the Spirit. The Spirit leads you. You can't just go and do what you want to do.
Right.
Amen. If you go and do what you want to do and you do right, praise God, it's because you want to's changed.
Yeah.
Amen. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, see what happened to me when I got saved, when I started living for the Lord, praise God, my want to's changed. My desires are different. Hello? I can't do what I used to do. Amen? But I'm doing things I never thought I would do.
Yeah.
Amen? Praise God. For God's glory, not mine. Amen? But said there's a day of turmoil, a day of trouble that's coming, a day of the Lord, a day of wrath that's going to be poured out upon this world. But I'm glad before that happens. I'm glad God lays this thing out in a kind of chronological order for us so we can see it before it happens. Amen. He tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, he says this in verse 13, he said, "But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are which are asleep." That's the ones that's already died in the Lord Jesus Christ. "That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Amen. You see, when our people die, if they're born again believers, praise God, they're not dead, they've just graduated. We'll take their body, we'll roll it up, we'll do a service over it, and we'll remember them and we'll plant them somewhere in a hope chest. Amen. Amen. Waiting for the resurrection of the body, resurrection from the dead. Amen. But praise God, their soul and their spirit is already with God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that what we believe?
Amen.
Amen. To be absent from body, to be present with the Lord. And our soul and spirit, Bible says, Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, as spirit goes back to, the body goes back to us which come, and a spirit goes back to God that gave it.
Amen.
Amen. So when we die, amen. When a child of God dies, I like this old saying, nothing of God dies. Amen. Praise God. We just graduate to a place, praise God, do we get that glorified body? You say, well, how do we do? Praise God. God gives us what He'd have us to have. Some things is just left to God. Amen. We might muse over it. We might think about it. We might wonder about it. Amen. There's a lot of things this blessed old book I kind of wonder about because I don't know for sure. Amen. Hey, some things God just don't tell us the whole part of it. I'm glad we got a God that likes surprises. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you like surprises? Amen. Sometimes surprises is nice if they're good surprises. Amen. They're nice. I mean, it's all of a sudden something out of the blue that you didn't expect or realize. Pray good, and there it is. And boy, you say, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But He said, that them asleep, it's a sorrow not even as others have no hope, because we have hope. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for if we believe. See, that's where hope comes in. That Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with thee. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, because we believe the word. That's what we believe. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of archangel, with the trump of God, and dead Christ shall rise first. Amen. Then we, me and you, which are alive. Amen. That means we're not dead. Let me just stop right here and say this. He said, you're not dead spiritually. You're not dead physically. I believe there's a whole lot of people in this world that they may be alive physically, but they're dead spiritually. Amen. They have no longings, no desires for the things of God. If you are, then you're spiritually dead. Amen. Oh me. He said, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. So notice what we see the church being taken out of here. Harpazo, we're caught up to be harpazo, to snatched out. Amen. Praise the Lord. That sounds to me like we're going somewhere.
Amen.
Some people say, well, that just means that we're just going to die out of this world and be, and I won't say, praise God, sounds to me like I'm going to go to heaven, caught up in the clouds and be with the Lord. Amen. To meet Him in the air, praise God. Amen. To be with those that's gone on before. Amen. The rapture of the church taking place. Amen. Praise God. That's what we see. That's what we see taking place. Amen. But he goes on and this, he said, the church is going to be taken out. The rapture is going to take place. And then he changes the subject here in verse 5. He said, but of the times and season, brethren, I would not have you, you have no need that I write. He said, but of the times, in other words. He said, but the times that's taking place, he said, I don't need to write to you. Because you know what's going to happen. He changes the subject. Amen. He said the church is going to go out of here. If you'll read and study your Bible, amen, we talk about a time of tribulation, time of hardships coming on this world. After Revelation chapter 4, we don't see the church no more. Amen. Until you get up to the end of Revelation, where all the troubles, all the things is being poured out, the church is gone. So why would God, if God intended us to be put through that time of trouble, why would He not show us in there? Amen. Because God's not going to call you to be His bride and beat you over the head and wear you out and beat you up, amen, before He takes you unto Himself. I won't say a husband, a good husband, praise God, does not abuse his wife-to-be.
Amen.
Amen. I've got a God in the heaven. I've got a Savior, praise God, who's not going to abuse me before He takes me out of here to be with Him. So we see a clear order of events that's taking place here. We see the rapture and then the tribulation. Now, I don't know why the Lord's laying on His heart to show you this morning, but we need to know it. We need to realize the urgency of where we are in the scheme of this thing. We see the scenarios. We see the scenery being set up. It's like much what one of Miss G's plays, amen. We see it all starting to come together in the volume of the book. It's written, and we can see it. So we need to be aware of it. Realize, amen, that we have just a short time. Amen. The Lord is needing some participators, amen, in His program. He's putting on prayer, and He needs participants in it. He's waiting. It's like our Christmas prayer. He's waiting on us to sign our name on the page, saying, you know what, Lord, I want to participate. I'll participate. I'll do the best I can. That, you know, that's all He's asking us, that we just do the best we can for His glory. Amen. He don't ask you to be super saints or none of this. Praise God. He just asks you to submit yourself unto God, commit yourself to Him, and put up a resistance against the wickedness of the world. Amen. And with the help of the Lord, remember the one we talked about Wednesday before night, where we put on Christ? Amen. We get up every morning and we attire ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it. Amen. You do it the best when you read a verse or two of Scripture. Amen. You pray and you talk to God. He begins to bless us. But we see this thing, we see God setting it up. And we're talking about a deliverance to come. I mean, it's already set up. The play's already been wrote now. Amen. He's just waiting till we get all the names in the right places. All the names, amen, that are partakers in the parts that God has for me and you. He's waiting on you to sign up. Amen. That's the only thing is keeping Jesus from coming back. Amen. He's just waiting on you, me and you, to get in, to sign up, be partakers in what He has for us. Amen. Praise God. So we see Him, but He gives us here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, He gives us two unique groups. Amen. Two unique groups. He gives us the ye and the yous and yourselves. And then He gives you the theys and the thems. Amen. Now we need to be thinking this morning who we are, which category we fit into. You say, well, preacher, does it really make a difference? It makes all the difference in the world. Amen. Which group, which one of these groups we fit into? Which one of these groups you fit into? The ye's and you's and yourself, praise God, are the brethren. Those are those born again believers. That's trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. The they's and the them's are those, praise God, that pushed God away and said, not now, Lord, I don't have time for you. Amen. Oh me. But we see it here in the Word of God in verse number 2. He said, For yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. There's yourselves. In verse 1, He said, ye have no need that I write unto you. He said, because you already know the Word of God. Amen. I'm glad, praise God. God says that God's people can know what God has in store. What God wants for them, praise God. What God plans for them. What God plans to do in His Word. Amen, praise God. He said, you already know. Yourselves already, amen, know that the day of the Lord's coming. He said, for when they shall say peace and safety. Now there's the days. Those are those that said, oh, it's going to be all right. Hey, I wouldn't worry about that. Somebody come to you and they say, I wouldn't worry about what that preacher said this morning. Hey, just forget about that, man. He said, everything's going to be okay. He said, this thing's just going to get bigger and better and prettier, amen. Amen. We just need to put forth some, hey, I hear this a lot, put forth some good karma. We just need to bestow, put out good karma, and good karma will start coming back, and you'll feel good about yourself, and boy, it'll just be so fine. Amen. I won't say there's nothing in us good without Christ Jesus, our Lord. But He said, when they begin to say the peace and safety, He said, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Amen. The tribulation's going to come upon them. The tribulation's going to overflow them. And amen, it's going to be as a thief in the night. It's going to be so quick, they won't even realize it's coming. That's why we've got to be saved. We've got to be living for God. We've got to be trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to put Him on, praise God. Hide Him in us, amen. And pray God, seal it. Be sealed up in the Spirit so that the wickedness of this world, the things that are so easy to beset us, can't get in. Amen. Now what we do, Lord just brought this across my heart. We'll sit back and we'll say, well, Mama, you know, she's taking the young'uns and she's trying to do good with them. Or they say, well, Daddy's doing this and Daddy's doing that. So things seem to be doing okay. Praise God. I want to say it takes us working together for the glory of God. It's not about you. It's not about me, but it's about us. Praise God. Every individual putting on the raiment, the attire of Christ Jesus to live a godly and a holy life.
Amen.
Amen. Junior's watching you. Amen. Little Sarah Sue's watching you. They see what you're doing. They see how you act and react. They see how you do when you're not here. Amen. They know the kind of life that you live. So what you say, preacher, what I need change is change your attire. Amen. Because deliverance will come when we put on Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him become the Lord of our life. Because there's a day of darkness that's coming. Amen. He said, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Amen? He said, we know what God, there's a soon coming Savior. One day in a little while, there's going to be a trump and a shout, praise God, and a come up hither, and those that's born again are going out of here. Amen? To be with the Lord. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with Him. There'll be no more separating then. Amen? But He said, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. He said, we need to be watching, pay attention. Because this thing's a coming quickly. And God's designed it that we would be able to see it a coming and be preparing others and telling them, say, listen, we need to be getting right with God. We need to be getting steadfast in the Lord. We need to be doing what we're going to do for Him today. Because tomorrow may be too late. Amen. I was talking to some folks yesterday. We were talking about if we ain't careful, these generations that's come through the churches and we've lost generations. We start out with a generation. I believe now we've lost generations. Amen. And now we got another generation that's coming through the churches. Will we lose them also? Amen? Will we lose them also? Will they be ready when the Lord come? The Lord said, will I find faith when I come? Amen. Will I find faithful people? Will I find praying people? Will I find people with a testimony in their heart telling about the Lord Jesus Christ, what He wants to do for them? Amen. What He did for you. Do we even remember where Jesus brought us from? Amen. Where we could be without Him? Listen, we could ever one be in hell with our back broke right now if it wasn't for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We deserved it. We're all just old filthy, vile sinners. But Jesus Christ came to die for the sins of the world. Amen. But he goes on verse 8, he said, But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and of our helmet the hope of salvation. Amen. He said, listen, said, we are the ones that believe. We are those that, he said, out of these two groups, said, so we're the group, praise God, that's going to be saved, that's going to escape the wrath to come.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That right there would be enough to make you shout. That right there would be enough to make us want to get in. Because we're part of the first group. Amen. The first group, the called away group, the taken out group, the group, praise God, He said He would keep in times of temptation and trial. He said, we'll not go through the time of Jacob's troubles. The time when God deals with the nation of Israel to show them that He is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, we won't. But He said, then there's that second group. Amen. That remains. Amen. They'll face the wrath. They'll face the full force of the wrath of God. It'll be poured out upon them. I don't know about you. I don't want to be partaking. I'm not going to be partaking in that. And I don't want any of my loved ones, any of my friends or families, I don't want nobody to be partaking in that wrath to come. I mean, I want them to be delivered, praise God. When a deliverer comes, I want everybody to go with me.
Amen.
Amen. I want him to go. I want everyone to go with me when I go out of here. Praise God. We need to be ready. Praise God. Because God, look at verse 9. Before he said, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." God says, "Hey, listen, we've all got an appointment to die. We've all got an appointment." But he said, "He's not appointed us, you and me. He's not appointed us to wrath, to that time of wrath. But he's appointed us to a time of deliverance." Amen. And that time of deliverance is right now. A time of salvation is right now. Time to get in is right now. He said, you must be born again. He said, you got to be born of the Spirit and of the Word. The Word of God, the Spirit of God, amen, it convicts your heart, shows you your need so that you can be saved. The wrath of the day of the Lord, it's coming. Amen, it's coming. But and it's not talking about, that's not hell. That's a wrath on this earth. That's a wrath that's poured out. It amazes me that all these people hollering about global warming. And you know, they're right. And they're saying 12 years. 12 years is all you got. And it's going to burn up, melt down, be the end of humanity. I don't know what we have that long. He said, "Preacher, you believe in global warming?" "Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I absolutely believe in global warming." Peter said in the last days, praise God, a time where God said God's going to melt her with a fervent heat. Amen. Why wouldn't he be getting it ready now? You look around all your fields around you where you used to have old farmers. I fight it every year. They've let their farms grow and are growing up. Guess what's taking over? Broom sage. You know what happens to a field of broom sage when it gets up, dries out, and you throw a match in it? Hey man, it'll burn. A little wind gets behind it, it'll burn acres upon acres upon acres in just a few minutes. He said, "Yeah, I believe God. I believe, praise God, God's going to melt this thing with fervent heat. He's going to deal in wrath against the children of disobedience. And if we want to follow with the Lord Jesus Christ, then we got to get in on His side." Yeah. Hey man, we got to be believers, praise God, realizing that there's a deliverer that's coming, and His name is Jesus Christ. He's already came. He's already died for the sins of the world. Amen. Our appointment. Listen to me and I'm done. Our appointment. Mine and your appointment. Ye, you, yourself. Those are personal pronouns. Amen. Personal. Let me ask you a question this morning and close it. Is the gospel of Lord Jesus, is it personal to you? Is it personal to you? Or is it just something that I preach at you every Sunday morning? That you hear from the pulpit, you hear from the Sunday school teacher, but it's not really who you are. Paul says, "Brethren, I'd not have you to be ignorant concerning these things." He don't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to know. He wants us to be prepared. He said, there's a deliverance coming. But the question is, are ye, you, yourself ready for the deliverer? Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I say, is there things in your life? Maybe, number one, maybe you've never been truly born again. You've never been saved by the marvelous grace of God. And you need to be saved. Amen. Praise God, it's time for you, yourself, praise God, to be saved. You know, preacher, I've been saved, but I've just not been living for the Lord. I've not accepted Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've not allowed to be the Lord of my life. You yourself has to make that determination. Have to allow Christ to become your Lord and your Savior, your shepherd of your soul. Amen. You can't keep it yourself. You'll mess up. You'll be going the wrong direction before the day's done. It's amazing. We sit in the fundamental Bible-believing church like this, and the preaching and the teaching comes at us. We say, you know what? I'm going to do better. You know, tomorrow I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And ain't it amazing how before we get out of church, we forget all about that? Amen? Yeah. Amen. Am I the only one that does that? Amen. But you know how to keep from doing that? Praise God, you come to an old-fashioned altar, you bow down, you say, "Lord Jesus, I need your help. I need you to remind me. I need you to be my remembrance of all that you have in store for me. That you are my deliverer. And that you're that deliverer that will come." Amen. Not in the future, but right now. I'm looking for Him in the future, ain't you? Yeah. Amen. I said, I'm looking for Him in the future, ain't you? Amen. Amen. I ought to have a whole house full of amens. If you couldn't say amen, preacher, on that one, praise God, you need to check up. But I'm glad I'm looking for a deliverer. Not only then, I'm looking for a deliverer today and every day of my life to take me from who I am to who He would have me to be. What about you this morning? Amen. What about you? Is the Lord Jesus Christ the deliverer of your soul today?